You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Cooking on a boat. Whether it's on a friend's boat, you're looking to buy a boat, or thinking of chartering one, you might be a little overwhelmed at the thought of turning out great meals aboard. In this episode and the next, I'll look at the six biggest differences from cooking ashore and ways to cope with those challenges that will make the transition a little easier. First, what's on board is what you've got. Once you leave the dock, you're generally not going to be able to run to the store if you suddenly realize you're missing something, or to the internet if you need to find out something. Whether it's provisions, pans, tools, or recipes, you have to make do with what you have until the next time you're at a store. To some, this is scary. What if I forgot something? I prefer to see it as a chance for innovation. What can I do with what I have? I've developed some of my best recipes simply because I was making do, and now they've become family favorites. I have three basic coping strategies for dealing with the challenge of being away from stores. First is planning and list making. These make it less likely I'll forget something I really need. On my website, I have a downloadable provisioning spreadsheet and also a what's on the boat list, both of which can be customized to your own needs. Take a look and download them if you'd like. Innovation and creativity are another coping strategy. Substitutions don't have to perfectly recreate the original recipe. They just have to produce a good meal. A few good cookbooks and a stock of basic ingredients mean that I have lots and lots of choices. The third way I cope is prioritizing. Would we rather spend more time in a great anchorage or go reprovision? Usually, we opt for more time in the anchorage, but at some point, usually when the beer supply is getting low, the balance tips in favor of reprovisioning. The second difference is limited space. It's not just limited space for stowing provisions. There's also limited space for food prep, for pans and utensils, fewer burners on the stove, maybe even no oven, less space in the oven, or smaller sink. Things can end up in very inconvenient places. My ways to cope? First, have multifunction items. This is obvious with things like a can opener that also has a bottle opener on it. But how about using a wine bottle as a rolling pin? And buying basic ingredients that can be used in lots of different recipes, instead of single-purpose prepared foods. Second, don't give space to things you don't need. For example, throw away the cereal box on the dock. It takes up more space than the bag inside. Buy boneless meat or bone it yourself before freezing. One caveat, though. Sometimes those things that just seem to be taking up space are actually protecting something from breakage, so don't discard things without thinking about their purpose. Next is to plan ahead for space limitations. If you only have two burners on the stove, don't plan a menu that requires three. Don't buy a turkey that's bigger than the oven, or else you'll have to cut it into pieces so it will fit. And if you don't have an oven, look at getting an Omnia stovetop oven, a small, special pan that will let you bake on a burner. If the location or size of something is a problem, change it. Sometimes reorganizing is easy. Sometimes it takes more work. After 4 months aboard, I knew the tiny double sink that was aboard our first boat wasn't working. I couldn't even fit a plate in it on edge diagonally. We tore it out and had a single bowl sink made to fit the same opening. A day's work and $100 made a huge difference in how I felt about working in the galley. The third thing that's a major difference for most of us is cooking from scratch. If you usually use prepared food and package mixes, The idea of cooking from scratch can be intimidating. However, it's a great way to make the best use of space. A cookbook or two that gives detailed directions for everyday dishes made from scratch can give you a lot of confidence. The Book Alley Cookbook just happens to have a lot of those, but, you know, I wouldn't be pushing it. Start with simple things like chili and spaghetti sauce. With some basic ingredients aboard, you can make just about anything you want. Next time, I'll talk about the lack of electrical appliances, the motion of the boat, and a limited water supply, and give tips on dealing with all of those. Until then!